for Wednesday, August 26th. This is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Wednesday. I'm thankful that you're here, and I'm glad that we can join together and be encouraged and have our faith strengthened by the reading, by the study of God's written word. Today we find ourselves looking at the Gospel of John chapter 14, specifically verse 27. Open your Bible with me, if you would, to the Gospel of John chapter 14. Go down to verse 15, and I'm going to read from there. This portion of scripture is titled, Jesus Promises the Holy Spirit. And this is what the Word of God teaches. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Oswald Chambers titled his devotion for today, Are You Ever Disturbed? And this is what he wrote. There are times when our peace is based upon ignorance, but when we awaken to the facts of life, inner peace is impossible unless it is received from Jesus. When our Lord speaks peace, he makes peace. His words are ever spirit and life. Have I ever received what Jesus speaks? My peace I give unto you, he said. It is a peace which comes from looking into his face and realizing his undisturbedness. Are you painfully disturbed just now, distracted by the waves and billows of God's providential permission, and having, as it were, turned over the boulders of your belief? Are you still finding no well of peace or joy or comfort? Is it all barren? Then look up and receive the undisturbedness of our Lord Jesus. Reflected peace is the proof that you are right with God because you are at liberty to turn your mind to him. If you are not right with God, you can never turn your mind anywhere but on yourself. If you allow anything to hide the face of Jesus from you, you are either disturbed or you have a false security. Are you looking unto Jesus now in the immediate matter that is pressing and receiving from him peace? If so, he will be a gracious benediction of peace in and through you. But if you try to worry it out, you obliterate him and deserve all you get. We get disturbed because we have not been considering him. When one confers with Jesus Christ, the perplexity goes, because he has no perplexity, and our only concern is to abide in him. Lay it all out before him, and in the face of difficulty, bereavement, and sorrow, hear him say to you, Let not your heart be troubled. Not unlike you, I find myself trying to process on a daily basis the current circumstances of which our society, our world is in. And I've said it before that if we are not careful as believers, as followers of Christ, the anxiety and the confusion that runs rampant in the world will easily become ours. Today's devotion is a great reminder that when we are disturbed, that when we are unsettled, there is but one place that we can turn to receive the peace that Jesus talks about. And that is to Him in prayer. May we set our hearts before Him, open and willing to receive what He has for us. In those moments of fear and anxiety, let us stop. Let us look to Him and say, Father, grant me your peace, the peace which is everlasting. I hope that you have been encouraged and challenged today. I trust that you will join again tomorrow as we look at the Gospel of John chapter 12 and verse 35. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.